Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Holy moly, we did it again. This is the Hangover Podcast.
Part two.
We've made it. This is JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk. I'm sitting here at the legitimately palatial estate of Brian Mitchell. I want to start by sincerely thanking B. Mitch for letting us stay at his house. He also gave us more liquor than we probably ever needed when we got back here last night. But let's get down to business. Last night was the podcast party. It was a tremendous time. Thank you so much to everybody that showed up. We had a blast. Everybody that won a prize, congratulations. Everybody that came and got a t-shirt, and I think almost all of you guys were on TV. This podcast is because you guys listen, and we love you, and thank you. Last night was a blast. But let's tell the folks what they want to know. So we were at Matchbox in One Loudoun until last call. We were there until they threw it. They didn't throw us out, but the lights came on. It was time to go. And where did we go after that, B. Mitch?
Burger and bourbon, I think it was. B&B.
Yo, that place was live. For a burger place, it was a club. Like, you walked in there, it was a legit club.
Well, at night, it's normally a club. I think everyone was cool except one person.
Right. I think everyone was cool except one person.
So, let's talk about...
It's time to tell this story.
Who could that be?
All right, so Mitch is here, Pete is here. We're going to try to get Tandler on the phone here before too long. B. Mitch is also having his palatial estate mode, just to give this morning a little more day by day. I don't know what I'm saying.
We need more noise for our headaches.
What's spectacular is the lawnmowers and looking at Pete's face every time they come close.
All right, so we go to a legit club. It was,
which I didn't know Loudoun County had, to be honest.
I didn't know the club existed, but that was a club. That wasn't a burger place. That was a club, correct?
After hours, yes.
Yeah, all right. So it was the four of us, Bob Biagi, our boy was with us. Forgive me if I'm getting a little fuzzy, because this is late at night.
I don't remember the tall guy's name, but there was a tall guy.
We went to Bar Louie. We went to Bar Louie before we went there.
Yeah.
Yo, and Bar Louie, weirdly, was like out of carbonation. Do you remember that? Like, you could only get like they had no soda, they had no draft beer. You could only get like
liquor.
Mixed drinks?
Yeah.
I stuck with the mixed drinks. Then
I was sticking with bourbon.
Then we went over to the other place. And that is when our young friend,
Mr. Haley,
became as silly as possible. He tried the TJ Oshie.
So Pete all night
and then he
yelling.
Ended up outside on the ground.
All night Pete was yelling about how he wanted a TJ Oshie a beer. We get to the club. Everyone's having a good time. Pete turns around, hands me his phone, is like, "Mitch, I need a video of me TJ Oshieing in the middle of the bar, club." Lifts up his shirt, starts drinking a beer through it. Immediately, a bouncer comes through and grabs him. He starts pouring a beer.
Yo, immediately.
He starts pouring the beer on his head, on his own head, as the bouncer is escorting him out. The bouncer's telling him he's going to spike his phone if he keeps drinking. Pete, you remember any of this?
Let's let Pete talk.
It's time to hear from Pete.
What up, everybody? So, Mitch, thank you for holding my phone and not letting it get spiked. I mean, all week long I've been watching TJ Oshie, and it's been inspiring. And I just wanted to try it myself, but I didn't even get halfway through my beer before my arm was grabbed by the security. And my God, he was not playing around. But there's an now taken down video on Instagram.
That Why got did a you lot- take it down?
We deleted this?
Oh, it was up for maybe 7 hours. Anything you post on Instagram after 1 o'clock should just never have been posted in the
Pete,
first place.
Pete, own it, bud.
It's on Twitter. You can check it out on Mitch's page, but these lawnmowers are really just not,
How you
not
feeling,
helping
Pete?
At all.
How you feeling, Pete?
I'm feeling all right. I'm glad we slept at B. Mitch's palatial estate
Yo,
instead
this place
of Chandler's.
Is dope. Yeah, the hell with Taylor not letting us in his backyard.
Screw you, Tandler. When we call you eventually, screw
we're,
you.
We're, like, looking out on the pool and, like, acres of land and green. All right, so Pete got thrown out of the club. And, frankly, anybody that saw Pete last night isn't surprised by this news. Are you surprised, Brian?
Not at all.
I'm surprised I made it that long.
I expected it. I knew it was coming.
If it wasn't our party at Matchbox, you would have been flirting with getting thrown out of Matchbox. And Matchbox doesn't have bouncers. It's a restaurant.
I didn't think he would be able to get in most places because he looked like he's 12.
Does look like he's 12.
He acts like he's 12. And then as the night went on, he even acted more like he was 12.
Oh, I showed up to Matchbox.
I think it was my shirt that got me in. Everybody liked my RG3 shirt.
If only you could see the eye roll going right now.
Your eyes rolled back into your skull, Mitch.
That was the that's the hangover.
Right, so let's talk about the party, because we want to really make sure we thank the good folks at Matchbox. Ben, hopefully I'm saying this right. I believe Shiva was the name. Harvey, these guys were so damn good to us. And then the folks from Lost Rhino that did the beer sponsorship were so great to us. My guy Dave, it was just a blast. And Hockey Mitch got there late because he had a lot going on. But everybody that was there, I want to thank all the media folks that showed up. John Keim, Lake Lewis, Ben Standick, Diane Cheeseborough. Pete got Diane Cheeseborough to do a shot.
She asked for tequila at first, and I was like, Diane, we're not doing this. It's 7:30, you maniac. So we settled on some lemon drops.
How many lemon
You're
drops
right, so
did you
warm
do?
So the warm vodka that you took was better?
No, Tandler requested warm. So Pete was like, Tandler, we're doing shots. What do you want? And he said warm vodka, right?
He didn't say that. I just got it for him. I mean, it would have been a good story, but no, I bought it for Tandler.
Why didn't you get it chilled?
No. I literally said, can I have a lemon drop of kamikaze in your worst vodka possible? And the guy reached down to the ground and goes, is this okay? I go, yes, that's more than fine.
And that's what you got for Tandler?
Sky vodka with two Y's is what I got for Tandler. And then
that's not bad. You're dumb.
It's the worst.
You don't know anything.
Confirmed.
They definitely had rail like yeah. Zelko.
Can we talk about Lost Rhino real quick?
Yes.
I don't know if I had it before.
It's great.
It was spectacular.
Yo, the faceplant is fantastic.
No, it was a great beer. I enjoyed it.
Dude, and can we talk about Matchbox Pizza?
Oh.
That shit is so good. Like, I could crush Matchbox
it, but
Pizza.
Matchbox Pizza is great.
Did you get any pizza or are you behaving?
I had pizza.
Hold on. You're asking if he's behaving?
Then I had a half
Doritos
chicken.
At 8 o'clock in the morning?
I had a handful of Doritos.
The Hangover Podcast is so real. We're just crushing Doritos right now.
And I had a few vodka sodas. Few.
What, the lawnmowers are somehow getting closer. I don't know how this is possible.
I called them over. I said, Pete's head is not hurting enough.
What was our tab at the late night gas station? It had to be $30. We got.
You guys were in there for 20 minutes. It was just me and the Uber driver. It was so awkward.
We left Pete in the car.
You're not even telling me.
You couldn't leave out the car. You were drunk.
Hold on. After
I
Pete,
was drunk. Yeah, you guys were totally sober. I'm glad you guys were okay.
You're the only one that got thrown out of the club.
I'm the only one who TJ Oshied.
After Pete gets kicked out of the bar and is laying on the ground on the street in Loudoun County and dropping his phone right now.
He's the only one that fell asleep early.
Well, we got an Escalade home, Uber Escalade home.
We got pictures of things that happened to you when you fell asleep, too.
We stopped. at a gas station because, of course, we needed snacks. I think we got 35 taquitos.
No, we got so many taquitos. So
many Doritos that we're now crushing.
Breakfast.
Some other snacks.
A bag of ice that Pete held.
Made Pete hold the bag of ice. That was so funny.
In his lap.
The entire way home.
He's like, why does it have to be in my lap? We're like, it has to be in your lap.
I'm confused. Why did we order ice? I'm looking at it right now. It's melted. It's on the ground. We had it outside all
night. We had a few cocktails,
does
man.
Does Brian not have ice?
It's easier when you got four dudes outside. How dumb are you, dude?
I'm also looking at the bottle of Absolut vodka I took off of B. Mitch's bar. That was not even drank an ounce of it. I
Can
didn't
we
even
talk about
open
B. Mitch's
the top.
Basement real quick? That's incredible. Yo, all three bottles of bourbon got finished.
Well, only if you want to crush this last little bit.
Mitch, if you crush that right now, I'll give you $100. Oh, my God. Hold on. We got a video of this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm going to throw up.
We need
up.
Video.
I don't want $100 that bad.
Oh, my God.
I kind
of
do.
Wow. The big – yo, Pete, no. You will die.
All right. Then never mind.
No, Pete, try it.
No, I have no interest.
B. Mitch said no.
I like his mother too much.
Thank you,
so
Brian.
There's a little bit of Blade and Bow bourbon left. And
it's not little bit. There's a decent enough amount, which is why I'm not doing it.
I don't know. Dude, you know what? We're going to – this is bad radio here. All right. Who all was there? Kime.
To be fair, we major in bad radio.
Sure.
I talked to somebody last night who was like, why don't you have three microphones? And I was like, that's a really good point.
That's actually a Mitch question. I don't think we can divide this thing up anymore.
Sorry, have we seen the pictures of what happens when I'm gone for a month?
You're right.
So all of the cables and the microphones?
Two is hard enough to keep track of.
You guys
of.
Are talking about tossing mics in the dirt and the cables are all tied up.
That was AJ, dude. He threw it in the mulch because he said, actually, there was. Now, I don't know, like, you know the technical side.
Your voice isn't raspy enough. Please make it raspier.
I don't know why he had to throw it, but he was like, isn't it better to throw it in the mulch than it is to throw it on the concrete? And that made somewhat sense to
Somebody
me.
Somebody should remind him to not throw $500 microphones.
Are these things $500?
Yeah. They're not cheap.
I just let them rock in my backpack.
Fine. In the backpack is fine. We just shouldn't be throwing them around or leaving the cables tied up in 38,000 knots.
Pete is so dumb. All right. Let's get serious and thank everybody. Matchbox.
We've tried this like seven
times
now.
I'm trying to get through it. I really, you know what I'm realizing this morning?
The burgers and bourbon bouncer. Thank
drunk.
You.
I think I'm all right.
Thank you for throwing me out.
You're
my guy.
Yo, Pete, you were just laying on the ground like a helpless child.
I was a helpless child.
You are a helpless child. Lake
Mitch
Lewis.
Mitch looks so unhappy to be
Lake
here.
Lake Lewis, Scott Jackson, Diane Cheeseborough.
We did this already.
How about this? Oh, my God, that picture's incredible. You're just so lame, just standing there by yourself. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's
JP
so
was
enjoyable.
Like, you're the life of the party at the last podcast party. This one, I was not the life
Yo,
of the party.
No, that needs to be the podcast. That needs to be the
That's going
to
be the graphic.
Podcast
yeah.
Cover graphic.
You were
cover
the graphic. Life of the party, Pete. You just didn't. You sprinted to the finish, buddy.
I can't handle success.
How about Swaggy T? I think Swaggy T enjoyed himself.
Swaggy T had a number of IPAs.
Dude, we did a live television hit.
I saw.
That was something.
Pete was great at that, right?
Pete got thrown off the set. What is he in a 3-point stance?
Oh yeah, Pete was trying to pass rush me.
He tried to pass rush Mitch.
No, so Pete's in a 3-point stance.
It was funny as hell.
He's trying to direct me to block him from some reasonable distance. There he goes. He tried. Oh, God. So Pete takes off and ends up in the middle of the street and then on the ground. And then I try and help him up. And
is this while we're waiting for the Uber?
This is while we were waiting for the Uber. I got to be honest. I didn't remember that. You remember that, Pete?
I did.
No, but watching that back, you have a good anchor and you set your feet well. So, Mitch, good technique. Bill Callahan would be proud.
Oh, Jim Tom Sula told me I have a great punch. That's what I'm good at. Great punch.
Brian, I believe this is your first podcast party?
Yeah,
way,
I was out of town last time.
The guys are now edging 2 feet behind this podcast. So the sound
Pete,
is just spectacular.
Walk closer to the noise.
Pete.
You need to walk closer to the noise.
JP was like, they can't possibly get closer. Oh, they've gotten closer.
Can you tell JP has a golf tournament this afternoon? He's trying to get the hangover pod done.
That 21 that you are, it's going to be more like a 42.
I know, dude. Oh, my gosh. We'll see how my game looks this afternoon.
You're a 21?
Dude, I'm an 18, and somehow I went up to 21. And
that means your scores have stunk.
But what's crazy, and I put this in, just so we're all clear, I had my best score of the year 2 weeks, like 10 days ago.
That gets thrown out.
Oh, all right.
The highs, the lowest, and the worst.
Yo, dropping a 105 in there doesn't help your handicap much.
Bro, God damn it, Mitch. Everybody I play golf with is like, I told you. All right. Serious question. Hopefully the guys edging don't come back. What'd you think of that crowd last night? Like, how much support is there, A, for this podcast, and B, for the Redskins, man?
All right, it's tons of support. You know, I've been here since 1990. There's always that great support. And you can tell people enjoy what you all do. You know, and a lot of the guys that were there, I follow and deal with on social media.
Yeah, Twitter. There's
a good chance to finally
everything.
See the people.
Yeah.
And see them in action. And I think the whole thing about it, you know, people get out, they're having fun, get a little few drinks in them. But I think it was a well-behaved crowd. Everybody behaved very well except one guy.
Except Pete.
Yeah.
I behaved well. And that's not what I'm
going for. From the podcast party in the parade, I've seen one ass Pete.
Are you proud of
yourself, all those
Pete?
People.
No, because there's like 300,000 people. And people just say I'm the only ass around. It kills me.
How would Deb Haley feel about you right now?
Let me just say I'm glad she doesn't know what a podcast is, because
I'm just
going to
say, Mama Haley, I tried my best to get him to act under control, and he told me to hell with me.
This is not safe, smart, or sensible, Mitch.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So, let's check out what Pete was texting his girlfriend last night.
Oh, Lord. I'll hand the mic.
Pete cannot have the mic for this.
Alright, so somehow Pete just texted his girlfriend, no, we can talk now, call right now. We're doing a podcast, you idiot.
Yeah.
No, so our favorite thing about Pete Haley's mother is that whenever he comes out to a Redskins event with JP and myself, whether it be training camp or a podcast party or whatever, she texts him and says, be safe, be smart, be sensible.
And he's never.
He's clearly never.
Struck out on all three.
Clearly, he's never those three. So, and we love her for it.
So last night, Pete is texting with his, let's be honest, Vasilia is like a tremendous girl.
Very cool, very nice.
She's
what's
like,
up with my BS?
Yo,
like you guys
here. By the way, Pete's trying to save himself.
You bumped the
hands
from
where
to be dealing with Pete.
She's spectacular, though.
She's great. She's a really, like, she's very pretty. She's very smart. She's going to be
a nurse. And she made a mistake. She started dealing
right.
with Pete.
Somehow she's sticking it out with Pete. And
you can't even get it out.
Dude, I'm working on it. So Pete is texting her last night. It's not going well. At some point, Pete decides to say it's our fault. Like the three of us.
Yeah.
He says, I'm sorry, babe. I love you. I'm okay. My friends are bad guys. I can't wait to see you soon. She says, why are they bad? Why did you say they are bad guys? I'm confused. I love you. They like you, Pete says. Women always follow up, dude. Why are they bad?
Like good reporters.
Why are they bad? Pete replies, they are older losers.
I saw one loser last night.
Only one of us got kicked out of a bar.
Kicked out of a bar.
Only one of us tried to drink a
beer
through
his shirt. Laid on the floor. tried to drink, fell asleep, held a bag of ice. All the bad things that happened.
Holding the bag of ice
was
just to punk you, Pete, and he had no idea. He's like, geez, why do I have to hold this bag of ice
in my lap? We all have friends that as soon as they walk into an establishment that serves alcohol, they act as if they've been drinking all day.
Yep.
That's Pete.
That's Pete Haley for you,
buddy.
He was
like, cool, until we walked in Matchbox. And he instantly.
He had one beer.
He instantly started acting like he was drunk. I'm like, what the hell?
What happened to you?
The shot with Diane turned the tape.
Cheeseboro.
Before Diane, you already acting like that. And then as the night went on, I was like,
"What was your bar tab?"
I hope my son never acted like that.
It definitely wasn't as bad as the DC one. I can check it if we want, but it got up there, but it was not nearly as bad. So I'm actually feeling
okay. What's up there, Pete?
It's
$60. I'm guessing is up there for Pete.
No, it was definitely over 100. But
I gave him a $500 driver. He could spend. $100.
Yes, that's true. And you also gave me a bag of ice last night.
Hey, I wanted you to cool off. You fell on the ground a lot.
I don't know how, but I ended up in the biggest bed I've ever slept in B. Mitch's basement. That was the most comfortable.
Mitch, where did you sleep?
We got to talk about it. Mitch. Jeez.
Oh, my God. They're louder than the lawnmowers what Mitch was
Mitch
doing.
Mitch is snoring. Mitch's sleeping habits are like,
my God.
You know the sound the raptors make in Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
That's Mitch sleeping, dude. It's unbelievable.
I was waiting for Chris Pratt to walk in.
Defend yourself.
I don't need to. You're asking me after a night of drinking a bourbon from 7 to 10 p.m., beer from 10 to 11, beer from 11 to 12, and then bourbon again late night?
So unnecessary.
So I walked into the basement and the fire alarm was chirping and I was like, how am I going to sleep with this? But I think Mitch's snoring just covered it all.
What do you mean you walked into the basement? We carried you down there, you dummy.
I arrived in the basement.
You slept for 3 hours outside before we ever got inside.
Mitch, your snoring was just unruly.
Okay, great. I never claimed it wasn't.
It was so loud.
A number of high-ranking Redskins senior officials came last night and we want to thank them. Because
that was a perfect segue from snoring to Redskins senior officials.
I think we're hitting the road here. I want to try to get Tandler on the phone, but I don't know that we can pull it off with the lawnmowers.
Probably not with the lawnmowers. But how cool is it to see? I don't know for JP if you're meeting new people at these podcast parties.
Dude, totally. Every time,
it's
man.
Incredible. It's so cool to see these guys that we talk to. On Twitter every day, out there and hanging out and having drinks and stuff.
I talked to a guy in the military who said he listens to us from a kajillion miles away, and he's like, you guys do great work, and for us hardcore Redskins fans, we want more of it. We want to inject it into our veins. And I was like, yeah, I want to record as much as possible.
You know what's great about Pete is he always gets the details. A kajillion miles away, not what base he's at, what country he's based out of.
The worst part is he told me all of that, and I kind of forget, but he was very, very kind.
The worst part is
you
think a kajillion miles is a legit number of miles.
It's far.
But there were a couple of military folks last night. It was just, man, not to get lame for a second, but the podcast has
been doing it already.
The podcast has become the absolute most fun thing I do, and being able to interact with the folks that listen means a ton to me. I think Big Mitch appreciates it.
Oh, it's incredible.
Tandler, if we can get him on the – ooh, maybe – are the guys going – I think they're bugging out and going home.
Good, right at
the end. Mitch, are they done?
Nah, I got to do some weed.
It's a very small yard in their defense, so I'm surprised they aren't done. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's like four football fields
Shut
large.
Shut up, Pete.
Is this yard bigger than all of our yards combined?
Yes.
Totally,
not even,
right?
Not even close.
Right. Pete. Why didn't you jump in the pool last night?
I was actually just looking at it. It looks so refreshing. I would love to do a cannonball. How many dollars for that, JP?
Zero. All right.
This is good radio.
Yeah, it's about to get worse. I'm trying to get Tandler on the phone.
Oh, my God. And another person I talked to, John, was kind of complaining about our audio quality. So, John, enjoy this.
For the folks that complain about the audio quality, today's going to be a real doozy.
Can we do a chair update real quick?
We need a quick chair update.
Ooh, yeah. Chair update. Go.
So, B-Mitch has a giant bag of Doritos and is laying back on a wicker wicker reclining chair. So I guess I'm in the same one.
Me and JP are on a nice couch.
A two-person wicker couch. overlooking the pool in the backyard.
Wow, Mitch really knows how to paint a picture.
And now we got Tandler, I think, on the phone.
We've got Tandler on the phone, but he's trying to get into the Lazy Boy.
He's got to get into the Lazy Boy.
This is breaking news. I got a scoop. Do you guys know Tandler has 3 Lazy
Yes.
Boys?
Yes, he said it 100 times.
Right.
That is not a scoop, you idiot.
He's a Lazy Boy, too.
We talked about it,
that?
Pete, that when things go south.
All right, are you ready?
JP and I get Lazy Boys. You get the backyard.
Cool. You know what's bad is Mitch Tischler and I had a plan for years that when things go south, we're going to start selling gourmet dog food. And Mitch, in the last 2 weeks, told me that the dog food business, we're out. We got boosted on the dog food business.
Yo, Petco took over our spot.
All right. So if you are a enterprising listener that needs to back up salespeople, let me and Mitch know. Are you more of a logistics guy or are you an out front of the house guy, Mitch?
Probably at this point more of a logistics guy.
All right.
I'm a
front of the house guy.
I can glad hand with the best of them.
Tandler, are you ready? Okay.
You know what's going to be incredible is that we've done this so far without any coughing, and Tandler's definitely going to cough.
Tandler, the audio's a little tricky here, so you got to speak up. There's a lot of weed whacking going on. Can you give us your 90-second, two-minute review of last night's events? All right, Tandler's putting his earphones on. I don't know why he decided to wait until now to do it, but here we are.
I wasn't ready for the call. I was upstairs getting ready to.
Oh my God, the dude is. My guy's literally weed whacking like 8 feet away.
Good luck editing this, Pete.
I think this has got to go to Shover's. All right, Tandler, take your time because my guy is weed whacking right there. B-Mitch is just laughing at the absurdity of all of this.
B-Mitch has already done a full workout this morning, I'm sure. Oh,
no,
okay.
We're in his gym, you dummy. The basement is the gym. Did you not notice that?
Sir, I was face down in a couch.
All right.
Which we saved you from being face down in a
couch.
Which,
real quick, how dope is B-Mitch's basement? All the jerseys and Pro Bowl.
How dope is everything that B-Mitch has?
That's a good point. The basement is kind of your zone, I feel like.
Above his bar is, what, 25 25 footballs that were, what, game balls you got?
Game balls for the Redskins. I have about another 18 to 20 Eagles balls that I never put up.
How many game balls did you get?
A lot. I was balling.
Balling.
Of all the jerseys down there, what's your, like, most prize? Is there one that stands out?
Super Bowl.
Yours. But like, you have a bunch of other dudes' stuff down there.
Oh, yeah. I have Charlie Taylor down there, retired Charlie Taylor jersey.
Steve McNair.
I got Steve McNair. I got Jerry Rice, Tony Dorsett. I was always a Tony Dorsett fan. Wasn't that big of a running back, but he did a lot of good stuff. And then most of the stuff is just me.
Yo, so that's
I figure
the big
my
thing.
Basement is about me. I got some Kevin Durant shoes down there, some Lisa Leslie shoes. I have some Dawn Staley. Olympic.
What size is the bed I found? That's the biggest bed I've ever
slept
in.
It's a king?
No, that's like a
super king.
Wilt Chamberlain king.
Yeah. California king. Yo, so we see guys trading jerseys all the time after games now. How big was that when you were playing? Was that a thing?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was no thing like that.
So where those jerseys come from?
Auctions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, auctions, charity auctions, and people that I respected, you know. So I try to get some things like that. I got some Jack Nicklaus stuff down there. I don't know if y'all saw that. I got my
what
man
do you
from
think
Scarface.
I saw the Scarface thing. What do you think of the jersey swaps now?
I mean, I don't have no problem. I think today that's become a big deal. And guys like to – people respect people.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, we basically talked and gave guys that we respect credit on other teams. Today, the people that they respect, they want to share jerseys and stuff like that. It's normally something that happened in Super Bowls or when you were in high school. It happens in the state game and the All-Star game.
Not
stuff like
a
that.
Regular week seven.
Not every damn day.
It happens
I mean,
all the time
I don't
now.
Need that. I don't need that many jerseys right. of anybody.
Oh, my God. Somehow my guy is back with the weed whacker. I was just about to go to Tandler. I tell you what, B. Mitch, whatever you pay these guys to do your lawn, they do a hell of a job.
Believe me, Mrs. Mitchell is a negotiator. You would be surprised.
Tandler, are you there?
I've been here, yeah.
Okay. All right. This is Rich Tandler's. Tandler, do you know that Pete got thrown out of the next bar we went to?
Yeah, Yes.
Oh, you do know that?
I saw it. Who had it? Somebody tweeted out the video.
That would be Mitch.
Somebody had the scoop? Somebody broke that news? All right.
TMZ had it.
Tandler, your turn, dude. What'd you think of last night?
Well, it was good to have a home game for the podcast party right down the street. But it was great. A lot of fans showed up. Wasn't packed, but we certainly had enough of our crew there to have a good time. And I was impressed. John Kine made it from almost West Virginia.
Somebody from Ohio made it.
Oh yeah, my guy flew in
Matt.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Matt
loved Matt. He said he loves my air horn. Matt, this is for you.
Chris Bryant drove 3 hours to come to the park.
Mo Hawkins drove from Virginia Beach.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
dude, the people, Hawk Diesel. Thank you guys, all of you, sincerely. That's why.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he drove from Virginia.
When
Beach.
They said that, I was like, I kind of feel bad for you guys. You're just hanging out with my dumbass eating onion rings and Matchbox. But thanks for coming.
And I'm bragging about a home game.
And Tandler, knowing that we got to hang out at B. Mitch's palatial estate, do you wish you had let us camp out in your backyard?
No, you guys, it was a win-win. I didn't have to deal with your clowns, and you got to hang out at B. Mitch's. So.
Did you hear Mitch's snoring from your house,
yeah.
Tandler?
I think they heard him in Richmond.
I did feel the earth shaking a little. I wasn't quite sure what that was. But, thanks everybody for coming, and it was a good time, and I'm looking forward to a Richmond version and, of the podcast party.
And now, Rich, give us your 53-man roster projection post-podcast party, please.
You were not on it, Pete, I tell you. You were in danger of being cut and suspended for the personal contact
Yo,
policy.
Pete would definitely get – Pete would be cut because he's suspect, dude.
Not even practice squad material.
The bouncer last night would agree.
On the street. Literally out on the street.
All right. RT, thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Later.
All right. I think let's let Pete give the mic to Brian. B. Mitch.
Yo.
Thank you for hosting us. Did you enjoy us sleeping in your house?
When y'all went to sleep, I was asleep. So it was good. It was
we
cool.
had a fun late night, minus Pete being passed out.
Yeah, we just...
And holding
you know,
the bag of ice.
Pete just... I went back to being a father when Pete's around. You got to always wonder what he's going to do next. You're like a little kid. You always like, That's how Pete is. You don't know what he's going to do next.
All right. Any closing thoughts, B-Mitch? Any closing thoughts, Mitch?
I think Pete needs to go on a 4-week hiatus and let his liver get better and figure out ways to handle himself when he starts drinking because he loses all control.
I'm actually going the other direction. I think the next 4 weeks needs to be Pete's real training camp where he gets his body ready for training camp because
– All the floaters you can handle, Pete.
I was just going to say, if this was training camp, I wouldn't be able to report on a thing today, so I need to get
I'm
in
saying,
game
you
shape.
You got to practice.
Trent Williams said –
You don't report on a thing anyway.
Trent Williams said
– You're on the taco beat,
Trent Williams said that you have to be in your best shape of your life when you enter training camp, and I'm going to take Trent's word for it. I need to be in the best
the
shape of my
weeks,
life.
The next 4 weeks, Pete, I want you drinking. I want you ready to go.
Yes.
Every day, one more beer than the day before. You got to work up,
this is
work
inspiring.
Up to this. You got to work up to this. You got to be ready to go.
I'm doing it for you, Mitch.
All right. I have 4 golf matches in the next 48 hours. Will I win any of them? Brian, you first.
Hell no.
Mitch?
Wait, who are you playing?
If you're playing to a 21 handicap, you're going to win one because you're juicing it.
I am not juicing it. That's what the state of Maryland decided. It was an 18 until I got an email this morning.
He's not going to win.
I bet I'll win one, dude. It's flighted, so I'll be playing.
They're going to put him probably against a 10.
Oh, I'll get smoked.
And he's going to have 11 strokes. And what's going to happen, well, he's going to know he has a stroke. He's going to relax. And he's going to shoot like a triple par
it's,
on that.
It's what I always do. I'll be up with 3-4 holes to play, and then I
So you're going to shoot a 102.3.
And then I'll fall apart. Exactly.
He's going to shoot, he gonna shoot a magic.
The greatest thing about playing J.P. Finley in anything is that he'll be about tied until the end and just blow it. 3-foot putt. Goes 6 feet by, and then 8 feet by the other way.
This has been-
been a lot of fun. Thanks.
Do not do any Shinnecock today.
Oh, good. The Weed Whackers are coming back. Folks, sincerely, everybody that came last night, we love you, man. That was so much fun. We got another one coming in Richmond. Let us collect our thoughts. I'm getting so much feedback from folks in Richmond about great locations and breweries that are maybe interested. We are interested.
Bail.
We're going to figure it all out.
If you have breweries with not strict bouncers, please let us know specifically of those places.
You go to Vail, man. That's the place in Richmond.
Vail is the spot. How many weeds can there be that this dude has to come back?
Now it's a blower now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He's making sure the stuff is blown.
There he goes. I was going to say, you should promote these dudes, but they're gone now.
Hey, I couldn't even tell you the name of the company.
Miss Mitchell's in charge.
She knows.
to Matchbox, thank you. To Lost Rhino, thank you. To the bouncer at the club that threw Pete out, thank you. To Brian Mitchell, thank you. To Mrs. Mitchell that put up with us when we showed up relatively late into the night, thank you very much. Mitch, Rich Tandler, everybody that showed up, thank you.
And thank you, AJ, for keeping my keys.
Damn, we haven't even brought up AJ yet.
Oh, I told AJ to go home. And
AJ
was trying to hang out with the guys, and he was with his girl. And I said, "Don't ever try to impress guys over your girl. Take your ass home."
I think he's trying to do the same thing. But yeah, good for AJ for listening.
Well, this one here, he's in a world of trouble.
Yo, how much trouble do you think you are in with Voss?
I'm getting on the phone as soon as we stop recording this podcast. I'm going to start doing some work here.
I think Pete is in more trouble with his girlfriend than I was with my wife when I forgot the keys.
Yeah, I'm going to get some sternly worded text messages, but she's a wonderful woman, and we'll be all right.
One of my favorite parts last night was so many
– could this podcast be any longer, by the way?
So many listeners were like, yo, is everything cool with your wife? Was she mad? And thank you for caring. She was mad. All's well.
Well, I didn't hear this story.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you later. It's a long one. I left my car at home in Bethesda. Pete gave me a ride to Ashburn. My mom was going to take my car to go pick up Shelby.
But you didn't leave the keys.
The keys were with me in Ashburn. I'm an idiot. I'm not quite
Pete. I didn't even have to say it.
B. Mitch, do you know how to take us out?
Nope. Y'all do it.
Mitch, you have the honors. Hockey Mitch is back. God, and it's damn good to have you.
I'm happy to be back. Love you guys. Listen, subscribe, leave reviews. And honestly, seriously, if you guys made it through this podcast, we probably owe you more than a beer.